What it do, hate up? It's your boy Pepsi, aka Pablo, aka Trap Lord, aka whatever you want me to be. I'm back at it with another episode of the Hate Club. Now we are officially launching the elephant in the room, guys. So the elephant in the room will be dealing with personal questions that I was asked from my fans about my podcast and my upbringing and how things have changed. So guys, elephant in the room is just a subheading. It's not the official title of our podcast. You know, the podcast is forever will be the Hate Club. So guys, I got like 25 questions. From 25 questions, what I'm going to do, seeing like these questions are like very short, and obviously me explaining my story will be a little bit short, what I'll do is I'll answer 5 questions at a time. So right now this episode will have 5 questions answered, you know. So but at each and every start of a question, I'll read the question, and at the end of the question I'll read it also, just so that you guys remember what kind of question, what kind the answer related to what kind of question. Yeah. Hey, English. Woo. Yeah, so let's get into it, guys. Hate Club fans, once again, thank you and welcome to the Hate Club. I hope you're ready for this, because this is more personal, you know, it deals with me first, and then after I'm going to deal with like our gender-based violence questions after that. Then majority of my gender-based violence questions, guys, will always have a guest, you know. I'll mostly prefer the female side due to the fact that those are the people that I'm more specifically trying to help out, and also when I hear their point of views about these things. And to the fellas, we need to discuss. I'm gonna come up with something for us, which is just us men speaking, and we need to speak the truth and nothing but the truth. Then let's get it. So the first question, guys, is did my dad become abusive after prison or before prison? So to break it down easy for you, before prison, I say no, because you must remember I'm the last born of the family. I'm the last born of the family, and I cannot speak on things that have passed, you know, because no one has said anything about him being abusive at that time back then. So I'm assuming when my dad and my mother were dating, none of these things of abuse popped up or anything like that. So can I say after prison? Definitely. So reason why I say after prison, because you must bear in mind he got released at the same time I was fetched from Rustenburg. So when I got to Joburg the first time, nigga, like, he did a WrestleMania on my mom, guys. Like, he did a WrestleMania on my mom. Like, he did the most. And so, hence I say after prison. And that was the first time I witnessed physical abuse. Not on me, but on someone else. You know? What, the funny thing about what I experienced was that I experienced two different types of abuse from two different households. With my aunt. Must remember, my aunt was more of the verbal abuse lady, you know, like, she verbally abused us, she cursed us out, she made sure that we feel her hate, you know. And with my dad, it's like we had to make sure we feel his pain physically, his internal pain physically. That's my thought process behind him hitting or beating us up or whatever. And there are more questions that bump in my head in terms of, okay, the prison situation. Because the first thing I ask myself is that, did he drop the soap? You know, you know, guys, it's I know you guys are like, this guy is stupid, but I'm being for real. Like, I feel like there's something that could have happened in prison that he is now taking it out on us, you know, as the family. And I think there are such things whereby you ask yourself, did he drop the soap? There's such things whereby you ask yourself, did he was he part of a gang that did like nasty shit? Like, or was he, did he witness something on his first day of being a prisoner? You know, like, he never speaks about prison. The only thing, like, when we see like movies about prison or anything on the news about prison, he will tell you that the treatment there is effed up. He will legit tell you the treatment there is effed up. And I cannot debate it with him and be like, ah, my nigga, nah, ain't like that, because he experienced it fully. So that's where I'm gonna end the question and agree on the fact that for me personally, I think he became abusive after prison. You know, before prison, I'd say nah, because he and my mom were in love, you know. And I think because of he was a gangster and the Gwala was there, there was money in the household, so there was just love, you know, money and love. And then they say money can't buy you love. Topic for another day. Have I ever asked my mother why she stayed? Let me just drink my tea for that question. Damn, Nomhle, like the questions you just threw at me, bruh. Have I ever asked my mother why she stayed? I did. I legit did. My mom is in love. My mom is in love. Like, my mom literally said that there's certain things that my dad did for her that she never thought any guy would do for her. Like, my dad, guys, once took my mother for like computer classes for her to like get experience in computers so that she can apply for like better posts, you know. Some of the jobs that my mother worked at were not, she didn't get them by herself. My dad knew someone maybe in the company, spoke to them and be like, hey, my wife can do this job, 1, 2, 3, you know. So I think she was just more loyal on the fact that, you know what, as much as he's messed up, he did the best that he could do. And you know what's funny, I'm exactly like that, like my dad, guys. Like, I will do things for whichever girl that I'm with, and after we break up, they'll be like, oh, you were doing things that, you did things that no other guy could ever possibly do for them, you know. So I think, like I always say, that I know I'm able to fix others, I can't help, I can help others, I can't help myself. So my mother mostly stayed because of she even says that she stayed because of the love and treatment that she got from my dad, you know. So from my understanding and my point of view, it could be a case of she's still hugging on the high school days. Guys, these people are high school sweethearts, bruh. Like, ooh, something that you cannot achieve in 2020. If you do, my nigga, oh my lady, you are damn lucky. So my mother stayed because of that, because she's still hugging on the past, hugging on the fact that this man is a good man. She sees good, you know. It's just unfortunately we got to experience the bad, and that is the reason why we are mostly clouded by the bad. So that's the reason why my mama stayed, because she loves my dad, guys. She loves my dad. They just have a funny way to show that they love each other. So yes, I did ask her. And once again, have I ever asked my mother why she stayed? Yes, I did. She loves the nigga and she just couldn't let go. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I don't know what to say to that one. Does my family treat me the same way even now? Hell yeah. Freaking yeah, you know. Even after the incident, like, guys, like I said, on the 21st, of August, I celebrated my birthday. And I only got, I think if not mistaken, I got like 37 or 40 something contacts. And only 4 people said happy birthday to me. It was Trap Lord. It was Trap Queen. It was Zandi. It was my ex-girlfriend. And my other ex-girlfriend. And my mom and my dad. Actually, 5 people. 5 people just said happy birthday to me. So, and it's sad because when it's my sister's birthday, my mom will like rub it in my head that, yeah, it's their birthdays, I know you guys have your differences, but just say happy birthday, blah 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 blah, but I doubt she does the same. So does my family treat me the same way? Yeah, they still do. And I think they should have been, can you blame them? They, no, I don't blame them. I don't blame them because I'll make an example. Like, my favorite footballer is Cristiano Ronaldo, but when you see Cristiano Ronaldo, everyone will be like, ah, he's got an ego, but if you tapped in deeper into Cristiano Ronaldo's story, you will then understand why he is the way he is, because he went through the most growing up, you know, like, living from house to house to house to house to house to house is not nice, you know. Not knowing your parents and later on finding out that your parents are alive, such things. So they already have a built-in mindset about me, and it's going to be very hard for me to be like, yeah, but I need you to change that mindset about me, because I'm 1, 2, 3. It'll never change. It's already built in them, and I think I'm tired of trying to prove myself to people, so I've accepted how they treat me. So, does my family treat me the same way even now? Yes, they do, guys. So, that was question number 3. There is question number 3. So, question number 4 is, how is the relationship with my family? So, if I had to divide the relationship into 2, when it comes to my sisters and my nephew and my brother-in-law, I don't talk to them. I don't even ask for help. Like, even now I'm struggling, but I don't even ask them for help. I prefer things the way they are, because I don't wanna ask them for help and then it's like, you know, type of vibe, and then things end up coming back and biting me. Am I happy with how the relationship is? Yeah, because then no one gets to worry about someone they do not care about. You know, we all stay in our own lanes and focus on what we need to do. With my mom and my dad, I work, and every time, due to the fact there's COVID now and our hours are very little and we're getting more off days, I make sure that I go back home. You know, I spent like 4 to 8 days at home. Just making sure that my parents are okay, because there are times we buy, like, they need medicine, they need they need money for their own personal things that they want to do, and that's where I will maybe pitch there from time to time. So from that side, my mom, my dad, and the 2 dogs, we cool, we eyed, everything is bop, you know, everything is perfect, you know. We interact with each other on an everyday basis, you know, like, they check up on me, how am I doing, and making sure that my health is okay, because I'm in Joburg, guys, in the hub of COVID-19, so they always make sure that they check up on me. So how is the relationship with my family? So the one side, which is my sisters, it's effed up, and the other side, it's just fine. We're just good with where we are. Have we ever thought of going for counseling? Have we ever thought of going for counseling? Okay, if I had to break it this way, with us the kids, I don't know about the others, but for from my understanding, all four kids already received counseling. I received counseling. My other sisters received counseling. And this is question number 5, guys. So this is like the last question for the day. Everyone has received counseling. But if you're saying, have we, I'm assuming that as a group together, hell to the freaking no, we haven't. But individually, yes, we have, you know. And now the problem with individual counseling is that other people's counseling think their counseling is more important than the next person's counseling, and they think whatever the next person went through or had to say had no value or had no substance. You get me? So, like I said, I'll go back to the example that I made in my podcast, was that there was a day my counselor advised me that, and this is the problem why I don't go to counseling, but I'll say it after my example. My counselor advised me to go back home and speak to my parents about the things that happened to me. And I got home, asked my parents, can they sit down, and I spoke to them, and I got told that I'm delusional, that what I'm saying never happened. But when my sister came two days later, she then said the exact same thing, guys, the exact same thing as I said about my dad coming home and eating the last loaf of bread and knowing that we need to go to school, and we went to school hungry. And my parents had the ability to apologize to my sister, but they didn't have the ability to apologize to me, which was very, very pissing and contradicting for me. It was like, it was shocking, you know. That's where there are certain issues of men and women. Like, one of my colleagues, Mdu, hey, listen to me writing the nigga out there, but he's a good guy. He said something of women are born emotionally and men are born logically. I'm not saying it's right, but what he's saying is that as our parents should know that a woman is born emotionally, so it's very easy for her to be emotionally inclined with her feelings. But logically, our parents should have been raising women on a logical manner of, okay, sometimes just try put your emotions aside and think the situation logically. And what he's also trying to say is that with us men, not that we are exactly born logically, but what he's saying is that men are born logically, but we are not emotionally inclined as women, whereas our parents should know, okay, this little boy, logically, he's got the logic. Now we just need to make sure that he is in touch with his emotional side. And that's where the difference is, you know. And I felt like my parents only apologized to my sister because emotionally they know it fucked them up. But logically, I don't know how to put it, but logically she was able to deal with it. And with me, it's like, emotionally, you guys, be strong. No, emotionally it's like, no, it's okay, fine, be strong. And then logically it's like, okay, we understand your perspective, you know, type of thing. So what I'm saying is we need to make sure that the qualities that women have, we take them and put them in men, and whatever qualities we have in men, we take them and put them in women, in order for both genders to start understanding each other. That is one of my biggest problems, because there are certain qualities that we lack as men that we need to get from our mothers, but we're not getting them. And there are certain qualities I feel like women are lacking that they could get from their fathers, and that could end up breaking the cycle of men and women are different, whereas we are one in the same thing, you know. But yeah, that's just my point of view. So hence I'm saying that that is the reason why we went for counseling and all that. And the end result, when we came back, it was selected counseling, like her counseling is more important compared to yours, you know. And the reason why I say I don't go to counselors is because I don't think counselors, first of all, understand, like, more especially in the black community. If you know, if you're a black counselor, you cannot be advising me to go to my parents, because you yourself as a counselor, I doubt you have sat down with your parents and be like, yeah, you guys once did 1, 2, 3 to me and it messed me up emotionally. Because black parents don't want to hear these things. Black parents don't want to hear, listen to their kids. So that's why I don't believe in counseling. So yeah, guys, I'm going to end it there. Those are the 5 questions. So to repeat them for you. So before I even start repeating it, just to end off this question, have we thought of going to seek for help? Yes, we all have, but individually, not as a group. Just a recap on the questions that we tackled was, did my dad become abusive after prison or before prison? That was question number one. Question number two was, have I ever asked my mother why she stayed? Remember, guys, question number two. Question number three was, does my family treat me the same way? And question number four is the relationship with my family the same? And question number, okay, I think question number three and four is one and the same thing, eh? Yeah. Question number five, it's, have we thought of going to seek help? So those are the 5 questions for season 2, episode 1, Elephant in the Room. And we are officially done, guys. And I'm hoping that these questions give you a better experience of whatever you've heard from my podcast, and whatever you think there's still more answers. Like, hey guys, throw me those questions. Once again, guys, thank you for listening to the Hate Club Elephant in the Room season 2. I will catch you once again on a Thursday, guys. Remember, Tuesday and Thursdays, I'll be dropping episodes like a bombshell. Once again, it's your boy Pepsi, aka Pablo, aka Trap Lord, aka whatever you want me to be. Guys, let us be the change that we want to see in this world. Love you, love you, love you. Stay safe and enjoy the rest.